The top stories on ABC News. Counter-terrorism police are searching the home of Yaqob Khairy, the gunman behind yesterday's attack in Melbourne. They have sealed off his home at Roxburgh Park in the city's north. Well, yesterday afternoon, Khairy killed a man working at an apartment block in Brighton and then held a woman hostage for 2 hours before he died in a shootout with police. The Prime Minister says authorities have serious concerns around two Australians who may have been caught up in the London attack on Saturday. One of them, Sarah Zelenik, was reportedly last seen on London Bridge at the time of the attack, and her family has not heard from her since. Indian firm Adani is pushing ahead with its Carmichael coal mine in central Queensland, with its board today giving the project the green light. But the company needs to raise more finance and is still seeking a loan from the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility. Well, Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has welcomed the news, saying the mine will create many jobs in the region. And the Prime Minister has ordered a major inquiry into Australia's espionage laws amid concerns over Chinese influence in Australian politics. A Fairfax ABC investigation has revealed Australia's spy agency, ASIO, warned the major parties against taking donations from two billionaires with links to China's Communist Party, but they continued anyway.